Dr. Michael Youssef with a powerful Christmas Eve message next on Leading the Way.
The true message of Christmas is simply this, that God, who created all of these billions and billions and billions of planets, the God who created all of the universe and sustains all of the universe, which incredible and impossible, did also the impossible, became an embryo in a virgin's womb and born of a virgin. And he said that all of those who believe in me, all of those who will put their trust in me, shall receive eternal life.
Welcome to Leading the Way with Dr. Michael Youssef. We're celebrating more than 35 years of gospel ministry at home and around the entire world. And here we are, it's Christmas Eve. The world is shouting about all the sales for those last-minute gifts, ways that you can celebrate the holiday with the family, with the friends. Maybe the boss is on you to get that project done before you leave for the weekend. But God is giving you an opportunity to just stop. Stop and worship the baby who's not only the Creator, but also our Savior. Up next on Leading the Way, a powerful Christmas Eve message that Dr. Youssef calls the baby who created the universe. I hope you'll take a moment to stop what you're doing and recalibrate to the hope only found in Jesus. Here's Dr. Michael Youssef to begin this very special Leading the Way.
You know, the more scientists come into new discoveries, the more they learn about the truth of the universe, the more baffled they become. Scientists have concluded that now we cannot talk about one universe, but multi-universes. It was there all along, it's just they've just discovered it now. They're beginning to realize, for example, that it would take 1,200,000 planets the size of planet Earth, plus 4,300,000 planets the size of the moon to fill the sun. And the sun is really only a medium-sized star. But it's even more than that. They have discovered that Alpha Centauri is 5 times bigger than the sun. But there's even more. Betelgeuse is the fixed star in the constant of Orion. It's 27 times bigger than Alpha Centauri. But it's even more. They have discovered that Venus is only merely 159 million miles away from the Earth. Jupiter is 385 million miles away from the Earth. Saturn is 790 million miles away. And Neptune is 3 billion miles away. But that's not all. It would take a jetliner with the speed of 600 miles an hour, 16 million years, to get to the North Star. Now, Betelgeuse is 880 quadrillion miles away from the Earth. The light that is coming from Betelgeuse is left there 150 years ago, journeying at 186,000 miles per second. The vastness of the universes are being discovered, just a little bit about it now, absolutely mind-boggling. And that is why I have to literally laugh when some teeny-weeny brain professor somewhere says, we have no evidence that there is a God. But I'm here to declare to you that these unfathomable universes were all made and put together by the baby that was born in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. Some of you, I'm sure, saying, well, how come a baby born 2,000 years ago have made all of the universes? Well, I'm glad you asked, because I'm anxious to tell you. In the gospel reading of today, it tells us a little bit about that. It tells us that first Christmas, 2,000 years ago, when the baby born of the Virgin Mary is the same person who created these universes. Because God have chosen to reveal himself once and for all only through one person, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. This Creator God decided to show us what his character is like. He decided to show us what His nature is like. He decided to show us what His mercy and grace and justice are all about. And if you want to know what God is like, this unfathomable God who have created unfathomable universes, take a good look at Jesus, because that's who He is. And it would be absolutely ludicrous beyond measure to compare Jesus Christ with the founders of other religions. It is ludicrous. Jesus stands alone as God's only revelation of Himself. The Bible says God's Word, that is His full expression. That's what the Word became flesh means. My words are my expression of myself. You want to know what I'm like? Listen to what I'm telling you. And if you want to know what God is like, listen to His Word. His Word is His full expression. And He gave His Word. His Word became human person. The Bible says that in Jesus Christ, God was manifested in the flesh. The Bible said that Jesus alone is the image of that invisible Creator God who not only created all these universes, but His power constantly sustaining them, that working with absolute meticulousness. He appeared in the flesh in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, this is the essence of Christmas. You can talk about the magic of Christmas. You can talk about the good feelings about Christmas. You can talk about all the other good things. This is the essence of the Christian faith. This is the essence of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I have to confess to you, you have to hear the whole truth. This is the stumbling block to millions of people believing in Jesus Christ. They're going around saying, how can God just reveal Himself in one person? The Muslims say, God can never become man. The humanists say, God is in everyone, and everyone is God. The Hindus say, God is in the trees, and He is in nature, and He is in 3 million different manifestations and forms that we have all around us. But you know what God said? God Himself said, I became human flesh in the person of my only begotten Son. God said, I've revealed myself fully in the person of Jesus Christ. God said, I showed you what I'm like only in the Jesus of Nazareth. My image is given supremely and supernaturally only in the virgin-born Son of Mary, so that He can be fully God and fully man. I have no doubt that the word truth is bandied about today. People say, we want to know the truth. Give us the truth. Tell us the truth. People always want to know the truth, and I'm going to tell you the truth. The truth is this. Jesus was like all men, but He was different from all men. Jesus felt exactly how you feel and how I feel, but He lived above His feelings. Jesus was tempted in every way like you are tempted and I am tempted, but He never sinned. Never gave into that temptation. He was the pure, virgin, sinless Son of God. Because that is the only way that God would be satisfied by someone who is so perfect, keeps the commandment perfectly, in order that you and I can come, line up behind Him and say, because of Jesus, let us in. And the God the Father said, I'll let you in gladly because of my Son. Isaiah said 750 years before Jesus was born, that a virgin will conceive and have a son, and His name is Emmanuel. Which means that God is going to become man, and He's going to be walked just like one of us in order to redeem us and save us. John said, the Word became flesh. God's full expression was in Jesus Christ. Paul said, God was manifested in the flesh. Please hear me very carefully of what I'm going to tell you. I love all people of all faiths. But I want to tell you right now that all the followers of the other religions are contented to call Jesus a good man. But God said, He is my only begotten Son. The New Age people are very contented to tell you that Jesus is one of the many manifestations of God. But God Himself said, there is no other name by which any man can come into my heaven except by the name of my Son Jesus. That is the truth. The baby in the manger grew up. He became a man. And at the age of 33, he hung on a cross. The sinless carried our sins. The perfect died for the imperfect and died a criminal death in order to satisfy the justice of God. No one can come to the Father, said Jesus, except by believing in me, obeying me, submitting to me as the Lord and the Master of their life. That's it. That is the gospel message, and that is the Christmas message. Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why could Jesus make such an outlandish statement? Let me put it to you in the vernacular. Here's what Jesus said. Baby, without me you've had it. It's that simple. When he said, I am the way, I am the only way. When he said, I am the truth, he said, I am the only truth. When he said, the Father and I are one, he's saying that you cannot come to the Father but by me. That there is no life, there is no eternal life apart from Jesus Christ. Why would he make such an outlandish statement? Buddha couldn't make such a statement. He kept saying, I'm searching for the truth. Krishna couldn't make that statement. He was a miserable sinner. Muhammad could not have made that statement. He said, I am a sinner. But Jesus Christ is the only one who's sinless. Jesus, the only one who said, you cannot come to the Father, you cannot come to heaven except through me, by believing in me, trusting in my death, repenting of your sins, and receiving me as the Lord and the Master of your life. The only reason why he could make those outlandish claims simply is this, because he coexisted with God the Father in one unit before the creation of all these universes that we're learning a little bit more about every day. He said, I and the Father are one. Jesus said, I have glory with the Father before the universes were created. And the true message of Christmas is simply this, that God, who created all of these billions and billions and billions of planets, the God who created all of the universe and sustains all of the universe, which incredible and impossible, did also the impossible, became an embryo in a virgin's womb and born of a virgin. And he said that all of those who believe in me, all of those who will put their trust in me, shall receive eternal life. The Bible tells us that all of humanity, that's you and I, every human being that walked the face of this earth, every one of us is born with a sin of rebellion in our hearts. Before we could talk, we were born with the sin of rebellion in our hearts. Before we could walk, we are born with the sin of rebellion in our hearts. We wanted to go our own way. We never wanted to do things God's way. And we grow up, and that root sin produces fruit. And the fruit is rebellion. The fruit is we want to do things our way. And we don't want to submit to anybody. We don't want to put ourselves under the authority of anybody. And the courts of heaven gathered and said that the sentence for that sin of rebellion is eternal suffering and torment. That rebellion leads to eternal death. Not only aimlessness of this life, not only purposelessness in this life, but also torment in the life to come. But here's the good news of Christmas. God provided an escape hatch. God has provided a way out of that miserable situation. God has provided a way out of that hopeless condition. God provided a way out of that death. And that way out is the Lord Jesus Christ, that baby born in Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago. All of the singing about peace and joy is absolutely meaningless unless you understand that it is talking about the God's escape hatch. All of the singing about Bethlehem and the shepherds and manger and all of this is meaningless unless you understand that it is announcing the good news of the gospel, that God has provided a way of escape. God has provided a way to get away from hell and damnation. But the Bible also said something else. If I tell you all this and I stop here, I would be one of the great deceivers. I would have led you to water and never told you to drink. It would have been absolutely deceptive on my part. But here's the rest of that good news, is that you have to come to Jesus Christ in repentance and in faith. You have to come to Him and say, Lord, I cannot save myself. I am a sinner. I want to do things my way. And that rebellion in my heart is what Jesus died on the cross for. And therefore, I'll accept your invitation to receive you into my life and acknowledge you as my Lord and acknowledge you as my Savior. Tonight, I want to escape from that abyss that awaits all of those who reject Jesus Christ. Don't ever forget that there are no two ways to heaven, only one way. But if you do not know Jesus Christ, you come to Him and don't put it off. Don't postpone it. Ignoring Him and not surrendering to Him has grave consequences. And I plead with you. It is out of love that I share the gospel message with you. You can receive Him tonight and you'll be assured of heaven. But you know the world is constantly deceiving us. The world is constantly selling us a bill of goods. I remember a story I heard some years ago about the village idiot. And the village idiot who came to the Christmas party in the village square. And he stood there as everybody was celebrating. Everybody was exchanging gifts. But poor village idiot, they had no gift for him. And in utter disappointment, he was heading back home. And right at that point, somebody called him back. And as he came back, he looked under the tree. There is a huge box, beautifully wrapped. And he became happy. His face lit up like a Christmas tree. And he began to open that present very quickly. Oh, but poor village idiot. It was an empty box. This is how the world and the devil are trying to give you the shiny one. Take your eyes off the real thing. Take your eyes off where you're going to spend eternity and tell you that this is where you're going to find fulfillment. This is where you're going to be happy. This is what you're going to find. No, they're lying to you. The Word of God said there's only one way to happiness. There's only one way to joy, and that is submission to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Ever since that first Christmas, when God became incarnate in human flesh, people have not been able to ignore Him. I don't care what nation. I've been around the world many times. I don't care what nationality. I don't care what religion. People have not been able to ignore Jesus Christ. They either submit to Him or they resist Him. There's only two ways of reacting. They either receive Him and thus receive eternal life here and now, or deny Him and condemn themselves for eternity. I implore you not to make the latter decision. You either accept His authority over you right now and receive joy and contentment, or you can continue to go on in the humdrum of life, ignoring Him or trying to, and suffer the consequences. Tonight, you can truly crown Him to be the Lord of your life, the King of your life. You can dethrone yourself. You can dethrone your selfishness. You can dethrone your self-centeredness and put Him on the throne of your life. Say, Jesus is the King of my life. John said the Word became flesh. God's manifestation, God's expression became flesh. Paul said God manifested Himself in the flesh. But the question for each of us is this: what will you do with Jesus? What will you do with Jesus? The decision is yours. The invitation is open. Don't ever forget that the one who created the universe was the baby in the manger. And the baby in the manger died on the cross at the age of 33 to redeem us and to redeem all of those who come to Him. And that same Creator, baby in the manger, Redeemer, one day will sit on the judge's bench and He will be your judge Tonight you can make that decision whether he can be your judge or your advocate. The choice is yours. Somebody probably been praying for you for a long time that you would come and make that decision of surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Do you know there are some people who love you, don't know you, but they love you, and they're praying for you right now at this very moment that you will make that decision and be saved eternally. Do you know that God loves you so deeply that He arranged for you to hear the message of His saving grace? Not in a crash, not in an emergency room, not hovering between life and death, but you're alive today because of God's sovereign hand of intervention to bring you here. You're not here because of circumstances. Christ brought you here to tell you one more time that I love you. I died for you. Come to me. I'm going to invite you to make that decision. Repent of your sins, because God is more anxious to forgive you than you will ever realize. Shall we pray? This is a moment of decision. The true joy and the true celebration would be when you're saying, Jesus is my Lord. I am heading for heaven because He promised heaven for all of those who come to Him. Not because how good you are, not because of what denomination you belong to, not because you were baptized, not because of your family, not because of anything else, but because of that incredibly important decision that you would make to receive His invitation and respond to it in repentance and faith. Will you do that? In the privacy of your heart, if that is the desire of your heart, say, Lord Jesus Christ, be born in my life. I receive you as my Lord and as the master of my life. I thank you that you saved me when I cannot save myself. Lord Jesus, empower me to walk with you and live for you. Forgive me of my sins. I repent and turn to you. Give me the power to stand. And Lord Jesus, how we bless you. We thank you that you were so willing to leave behind all of the splendor and the glory of the universes that we can't even comprehend. And you come to this planet and you live like the worst among us in the worst conditions of poverty. And then you died on the cross like a criminal in order to make it possible and build that bridge between us and the Father. We thank you. We bless you. And as we celebrate that birth, Lord Jesus Christ, we lift up our hearts to you in gratitude and thanksgiving. And we pray that all that peace that passes understanding that you have promised be in the heart of everyone who are within my voice. Thank you for hearing us and thank you for your word, because we pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. And long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of the weary world rejoices, we yonder breaks.
Thank you for joining Dr. Michael Youssef for this special holiday episode of Leading the Way. If you'd like someone to talk with about your spiritual questions, reach out to a Leading the Way pastor or counselor at ltw.org/Jesus. Our entire team wants to take this moment to wish you and your family and your friends a blessed Christmas. The website to connect further with Dr. Youssef and the Ministry of Leading the Way is ltw.org.